Reinano, foi só a sfarla pra clesca pra irmi. Juste ulaštenja noga.
Today's show will be unlike any of our other shows, but before you all start cheering and thanking the stars for that, when we say it will be unlike any of our other shows, this means simply that it's being recorded in the spirit of comic relief. In other words, without any display of humour. In a moment, Alan here will be telling you all about comic relief, what it is, what it means to him, what it means to the kids and the folks with less money than him. But before that, before this statement ends, I'll have told you that if you've not done so before, or if you have already but have still got some cash to spare, you can donate whatever you can by visiting rednoseday.com, or if you're in the UK, by simply texting the word CLIMB, that's C-L-I-M-B, to 88808.
Did you spell that word for me or for the zany listeners?
The zany listeners,
excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
So, comic relief, What's it all about?
I'll tell you.
You will tell me.
It's basically comedians
Like
telling
us.
Non-comedians.
Uh-huh.
To give money so kids don't die or get prostituted by sickos.
Oh, right.
Basically
that's,
it.
Yeah, That's like the little rider they put at the start of the programme.
Yeah. Well,
Lenny Henry.
The theme of this year is like, do something funny for comic relief. So what are you doing?
Well, we're doing this podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. This funny, but what are you doing?
I'm listening to it.
That's better.
That's good. Comic relief, do you believe in it?
No.
So, you know, obviously, it's started in 1988. It's made quite a lot of money for starting.
Yeah, no,
kids.
I'm not a fan of it. I think we're in a time of recession,
uh-huh.
and I don't appreciate these funny guys telling me
uh-huh.
what to give my money to.
Uh-huh.
So
what do you think they should give your money to?
I'm not giving it to starving kids or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
They're getting out from me.
Getting out from you.
Yeah. I'm not about charity.
Okay. So instead of giving money to charity, you'd prefer to
spend it myself?
Spend it?
Yeah, buy nice pair of trainers.
What kind of message do you think that's giving out?
Enjoy yourself, life's short. That's the message.
Life is short for more short for some
more
than others.
More short for others, but live every day like it's your last.
Which means spend all your money.
Spend all your money.
Brewster's Millions.
Don't waste it.
You going to be watching Comic Relief this year?
No.
You won't be?
No, hate it. Not interested.
But it's full of comedy. It's full of Lenny Henry and
Hey Henry.
Don French.
All here.
All the up-to-date comedians, you know.
These people wouldn't work.
If it wasn't for comedy.
Yep.
Uh-huh. But you don't think, they're still doing a good deed anyway.
Why don't we think of the script?
I don't know. Well, what else do you want to do?
What's the point of me putting all this stuff in bold?
What stuff in bold?
My answers to your questions.
All right, so the Red Nose quiz?
Yeah. No, even before that.
Even before that?
Yeah, when you're asking me about Red Nose in general.
So give me an introduction to...
I gave the introduction.
All right, okay, so... So, what do you think it is? What does it mean to you?
I've already dealt with that question.
Okay, and the kids?
I love the kids.
You've dealt with that. So, what do you remember from the comic relief programmes in the past years?
Off the cuff, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Loss of comedy, Lenny Henry, Red Noses, Amarillo, Spice Girls... Celebrities being funny and cash begging. Depressing. Loads of stories about domestic violence, child abuse, and kids in Africa covered in flies. There is nothing worse than watching a woman tell her tearful, horrifying tale of the effects of domestic violence whilst wearing a red nose and wearing a pair of pants over her jeans. That's the story of Red Nose Day.
Yeah, but it gives a good spin on it, surely.
It's not, because I find you get up high with the laughter, then next you get some wee kid...
You prefer selling junk
for our dad in the streets.
So, you know, that could go one of two ways. So you could either prefer it if it's just pure comedy for comic relief, or you just prefer it if it's all those kind of...
But if they did have red noses on,
uh-huh.
like, especially the kids in Africa,
yep.
you always see them, you know, they're covered in the flies,
uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
they've got the little fat bellies.
Uh-huh.
They've never got a red nose, though.
Yeah.
All they've got is, like, Billy Connolly floating about trying to make them laugh.
I'm in a very dark place.
I want to die now.
Why would they have Scottish accents?
Because Billy's been there every year. So
every year, so they're getting used to his accent.
To being there, so sort of start to speak like him.
Good stuff. I mean, do you apart from that, do you enjoy the comic relief shows?
I don't really like any of these shows.
Mm-hmm.
These sort of you know, appeal shows, like, you know, Children Need.
Pudsey in Need, yep.
Pudsey in Need, not like that. I don't like the Comic Relief show. I like bits and pieces of it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, what about the Scottish bits?
No, the good thing is these days, because you've got Sky, you can just watch like BBC One London or
that's
whatever
right.
channel, so on, and you don't have to watch the embarrassing Scottish bits. Because I used to hear that as a kid with like Children in Need, how it used to be like the good people were on.
That's right.
You know, and we'd have like, I don't know.
Jimmy Cranky.
That'd be it.
It always seems as if they were filming it in a stationery cupboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is, I'm out anyway, so it won't bother me. I'll wake up the next morning hungover. Comic Relief will be over. We'll have saved Africa.
You'll have...
Not you and me.
Not you and me.
We'll have been boozed and offended Scotland.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. That's possibly why we've not been invited in the Scottish show this year. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously if we're still doing this podcast next year, I'd imagine, because we'll be more popular, we're going to have to come up with something, you know, quite wacky.
Yeah.
Because they will be wanting us on the show.
Do you know what I thought of something a bit original?
Yep.
How about a trek up Mount Kilimanjaro?
Oh, that's quite original, that, isn't it? Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It went surprise to learn. I was actually asked to do this year.
Were you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Gary Barlow phoned me up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, Al.
Yep.
And I was like, it's actually Alan, Gary. And then he was like, he's like, do you want to do this mountain climbing thing? And I was like,
no.
No. And he's like, oh, come on, you and me.
So
we can light up the sky. If you stay by my side, we can rule the world.
Yeah. Did you put that in a song?
Aye.
Yeah.
I said that to Gary.
But did he write that song about you then?
He did.
Yeah.
That song's about me and Gary Barlow climbing up Mount Kilimanjaro. Carrying Moyles' bags.
Yeah, that's right. So who made it in place of you then?
Ben Fogel.
Ben Fogel.
Yeah.
I didn't actually see him there. Was he just in the,
he was
the
there.
Back behind?
Ben Fogel was there. I was going to do it, right, but then he said I'd have to bunk with the guys.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be in with Girls Loud and Fern Cotton.
That's right. Or
Denise Van Outen.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So I said no. Ah,
well, fair enough.
Yep.
Fair enough. But any other mounts that you'd prefer to go up instead?
No.
So what do you think we should do next year then?
Don't know. We'll do a comedy podcast special to Comic Relief.
Like we're doing this year.
Except we're trying to make it funny next year.
Without comedy. Right, well, let's do the Red Nose quiz.
Shoot.
Okay, this is just off the cuff, yeah? Just for the voice.
I've read their answers, they're not funny.
Okay, right. Number one, since it began in 1988, how much have you raised personally for Comic Relief?
Nothing. I did a sponsored cycle in the first year.
Uh-huh.
I raised about £20.
Did you?
I spent it at Ice Cream Van. Get up, you lady. That's the way I roll.
Fantastic. You don't feel like giving that back now?
Nope.
Nope. Good stuff. How much have you donated this year for Comic Relief?
Nada.
Yep. I'm sensing a theme here. How do you sleep at night knowing that your lack of donations are responsible for kids dying all over the world?
If I was to donate anything, right, I would donate a maximum of £2, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, what's that going to get one of the little African kids, right? After he's bought the insect repellent,
yes,
he's going to be left, can't even afford a raspberry slush puppy. And I say, if you can't get a slush puppy in Africa fighting off the flies,
yep,
Lenny Henry's wasted his time.
That's right, yeah. I've never actually seen any slush puppy machines in these little movies that they do.
Yeah, you take over.
Alright.
You take over.
Uh-huh.
Glenny Henry, the other funny guys,
yep.
Jimmy Carr, I'm sure he's been over. They'll take over the slush puppies.
Alright, sure.
So, spray off the fly, give them a slush puppy. Happy Red Nose Day, son.
Good stuff.
Cheers, Billy!
So you don't think by donating, say, £5?
No.
You could get, no.
Why would I do that?
Just for some other slush puppy machines.
Do you can't afford a place like this? Uh-huh. Wear the gear I do by wasting fibres.
Nebraska.
Yeah. Nebraska.
So, on that theme, what word is this an anagram of? Y-R-E-E-D-G.
I've thought about this.
Yep.
Red gay.
Yep. Quite right too. That's the point I was trying to make there. Mm-hmm. How much money do you have in your bank account just now?
10,000.
And what do you really care about?
Sudoku, Guide Dogs to the Blind, and Jade Goody's Cancer Plight. That's what I care about.
I was just reading there that apparently Michael Jackson has wanted to say hello to Jade Goody in the hospital.
Apparently tried phoning her.
Did he?
Yep.
When you say tried?
Well, apparently the phone rang in Jade Goody's room and some mental woman with a hammer smashed it.
Shaboom! I'm busy! So if you met Bob Geldof and Lenny Henry,
oof, that'd be a good night.
What would you say to them?
Bob, why are your daughters as cheap as chips? Lenny, if it wasn't this Comic Relief nonsense, would you have actually worked in the last 10 years?
And what do you think they would have said?
Jog on, Comedy Boy.
Jog on, Comedy Boy. In 10 words, describe the real causes Comic Relief Money should tackle.
Buggery, litter louts, Twitter goons, the Taliban.
Okay.
And so that's reverse order.
So let's take the first one there, mm-hmm. Buggery.
Yeah.
Are you saying it would help buggery or...
Promote it.
Mm-hmm.
But in a negative way.
Uh-huh.
With a red nose.
With a red nose, always. Yeah. And what else is on there? Twitter goons.
Twitter.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with Twitter?
Don't get me started. Are you still on Twitter? I'd read somewhere that you were taking a break.
Yeah.
Are you still back on it again?
I'm keeping it off for a week.
Really?
I've not gone back at all. And surprisingly enough, I've got more followers.
Yeah. You're better when you're saying nothing.
Uh-huh. When you say nothing at all. Shamoon. It's got to be done. So what's your reaction to the official Comic Relief single by The Saturdays?
I bloody love Frankie.
Frankie?
From The Saturdays.
From The Saturdays.
Yeah.
I didn't actually know what their names were.
Frankie is the one with the short arc hair.
Is that Dottore?
She was
Dottore.
Frankie Dottore. Yeah. Yep. I love Frankie Dottore. And I really liked him in when he was in S Club Juniors. Not in a sick way then.
Of course not. That's good. So, and finally, many economists, politicians and leading thinkers in the world advocate free trade and export-led growth for poor countries who'd benefit greatly from richer nations eliminating trade barriers and scrapping their policy to subsidise agricultural exports. So, Alan, how do you think the economies of poor nations could be set in a path of sustained economic growth?
I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the question.
Yep.
That question hurts my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hazard a guess.
Yep.
True.
If in doubt, true or false. Yep.
Are you going to be watching the Red Nose Funny Show?
No, I'll probably be out with you.
Boozing, what will we be doing?
Spending our money on women and booze.
Uh-huh. How would that help the kids in Africa?
Just bring in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy. And we'll end up with red noses as well. After
through
it.
The booze.
Through the booze, yeah.
Different way.
So it's horses for courses.
Yeah.
As they say.
But we're not anti Comic Relief.
Well, you are anti Comic Relief.
Yeah, but I'm trying to... win it back now.
Just before we recorded
before
this,
we
you were in a tirade.
Just before we move on, I'm trying to win it back.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
What we see is, if you're in Africa,
yep,
and you don't have food,
uh-huh,
but you like laughing,
yep,
tune in. Tune in to the comedy.
Tune in to what? This?
Comedy show.
Oh, to Comedy Relief Show.
That's not going to cheer you up.
I mean, what do you think? That there's obviously Celebrity Apprentice,
mm-hmm,
and there's some sort of...
Funnily enough, I was asked to do that.
Funnily, you know, you get quite a lot of... you know, invites to these things, but you never say yes.
No.
Why?
Because they never want you.
Uh-huh, that's...
And as I've said, I would never leave you in the field.
Uh-huh. That's heartfelt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you think your idea would be in The Apprentice? Invention-wise?
I don't know. Maybe, like, chips.
Chips, uh-huh.
I'd be like, sugar, would be... anyone get a great invention? I'd be like, sugar, why don't we sell chips? And you'd be like, to who? I see people in the street.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And you'd be like, how would we do it? I see from like a sort of van.
Van. Uh-huh.
And you'd say, you're fired. Get out of here.
We've not actually started yet, Mr. Sugar. Sir Sugar, whatever. So that's good. That's good. So I think continuing on the Comic Relief theme.
Well, maybe next year, right?
Uh-huh.
Given the start of the show, we maybe should do the Comic Relief thing again.
Yeah, you think?
Because I don't think it really... you know, as much comedy for
uh-huh.
us.
Well, no, I said that at the outset. It's without any display of humour.
Oh, so, excellent.
Yeah.
I was trying to be humorous, though.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
All right. Scottish Secretary Jim Murphy warned the country this week not to pander to credit crunch racism in a speech to the Scottish Labour Conference, saying that the crisis wasn't caused by a Polish plumber or a Bangladeshi shop worker. In response, the well-known activists... Glasgow Interracial Theoretics, otherwise known as GIT, said,
"I was a BAF of them."
Shoot that.
Continuing on the Comic Relief theme then,
uh-huh.
You know, pledging for a cause and all that. How's the alcohol pledge going?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
People who weren't listening to last week's show,
that'll be quite a lot of people, yep.
Well, I hope so, because that would have boosted our listeners, and that's another week of success. Last week, we reported the disturbing news that Scotland are 8th in the national boost tables.
Yep.
We drink the 8th most amount of alcohol
mm-hmm.
from
mm-hmm.
all the countries in the world.
Mm-hmm. Disgrace.
We were disgusted by me and
yep.
Scott personally. We made it our personal pledge
uh-huh.
to get the country to number one.
Yep.
Because we are nationalists, we're proud Scottish people.
Exactly.
What are we?
Scottish.
And proud.
And proud.
And people.
People
were yep. so proud Scottish people, as we would normally say that. We decided to get behind this It's almost become a source of national pride. I'm pretty much single-handedly, with some help from Scott, recreating the spirit of the Blitz in Scotland.
Oh, right, the Blitz.
I've been bombarded in my website with...
Carrying on the Blitz theme, yep.
Carrying on the Blitz theme with my website. I've been bombarded with emails this week.
Your website, which is...
www.weareblitzandbooze.in.scotland for the country. Makeusproudpeople.com / Bombarded with emails. People are pledging. They're pledging to booze to make Scotland better. I've got a selection of emails.
Okay, fire away. Yep.
Right, okay. They don't comment on any. Okay. And these are all genuine emails.
Oh, I know obviously a fact.
You sometimes doubt me.
I always doubt you, to be fair.
The first, I'll read out a few. The first is Michael from Inverness.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice place in Scotland, yep.
Yeah, it is. Hi, Mike. He goes, hi, Alan. Hi. firstly, been listening to the show for a while. I know, I'm a big fan.
That's good.
Not that Scott guy, though.
Oh, obviously.
Anyway, I'm an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. I have been for many years. Mm-hmm. But for the last 5 years, I have been sober. Mm-hmm. And life has been
fantastic. No way, I can't even type properly.
I've been sober and life has been fantastic. Uh-huh. I've been able to watch my kids grow up. After last week's show, however, I'm getting back on the booze for my country. I pledge to drink a litre of alcohol every day. Go Scotland!
Yes!
Round of applause,
Michael.
Michael's back in the booth.
That's the spirit.
Doing it for his country.
That is the
number
spirit.
One.
Well done.
The next message is from Jessica, who's from Lanark.
Fletcher?
Jessica Fletcher from Lanark, who's living in Lanark. Hi, Alan. Love the show.
Apart from that Scott guy.
Don't ruin the punch.
All right, sorry.
Are you as sexy in your life as you sound on my iPod? Yes, I am. I hate that Scott guy. He is constantly over his 10% and it's not on.
Whoa, I thought these were emails about the...
They move on.
Oh, right, sure.
Anyway, I have a liver condition and have been told many times that one more drink could kill me.
Yeah.
I've been unable to drink for 20 years, but I pledge to drink at least 3 litres of booze a week. I want my 5 children to know that I was prepared to booze for Scotland. Keep up the good work, Alan.
That's good.
When are you having an next election to get rid of Scott? Thanks for your comment, Jessica. So that's already, we've got Michael, he's boozing a litre a day.
Well,
that's 7 litres a week. Jessica's on 3, that's 10 litres a week. That gets up to 7th ahead of Luxembourg.
I just wonder about Jessica though. Yeah, that's a respect thing that we did there.
We fist each other.
We did. Anyway, but Jessica, she's, let's move on, she's only doing 3 litres a week. I know that she's about to die with
but
I
mean, she's got 5 kids though.
Well, couldn't she spread it around her kids?
Jessica.
How old's her kids?
Exactly, Jessica. Michael was drinking a litre a day, right? You've wasted the past 10 years of your life not boozing.
That's right.
Pledge, email me again.
Got a lot to make up for.
Pledge a litre of booze a day.
Yep.
This is for your country.
That's right.
Think of your children, how proud they'll be in a year's time if we're up to number 6 or 5.
Yep.
And you've made that happen.
Uh-huh.
Jessica, come on.
Good stuff.
Get it. One more.
Yep.
Danny from no, just Danny.
All right,
from Coldbridge. Hi, Alan. Love the show.
Sorry, is that 3 emails that started with "Hi, Alan"?
Yeah, that's my name.
Okay, fair enough. Yep.
Hi, Alan. Love the show.
Love the show. Yep.
Only when you're speaking. Is Scott gay? He sure sounds it. Anyway, I'm 12 years old. And a lot of my friends drink in the park.
How old is he?
He's 12.
12, okay.
He's 12 years old. Uh-huh. And a lot of my friends drink in the park.
Uh-huh.
I've always stayed away from them. I'm top of my class in school, and I'm in all of the school teams.
Yep.
However, I'm now boozing all weekend. My parents have thrown me out of the house, and I'm homeless. But thanks for letting me be part of a prouder Scotland.
How did they get in the email system thing?
Wait a minute. P.S. I have sneaked into an internet cafe. I am typing this from there. I am homeless. I'm getting thrown out. Is Scott gay?
While he's typing, he's still managing to get that in. Fantastic. Well, that's good. It's good to see he's turning his life around.
Yeah, well, we're getting the pledges in.
Yeah,
we're getting up there.
That is good.
So,
that is good.
To Michael, Jessica and Daniel.
Michael Flatley, Jessica Fletcher and Danny Boy.
Danny Boy.
Just keep emailing in to Alan's site, which was...
Booze Scotland,
we talked about
get on the web.
Yep,
that's what it is.
But, you know, obviously, since you mentioned that last time, I've received a couple of emails myself, and I've been, you know, looking online just to do a bit more research on it.
Of course.
And the vibe out there You might be quite surprised, but the vibe out there is that alcohol, people think it's bad for you.
What?
Bad for you.
Yeah, that's people on drugs, man.
Exactly.
Drugs mess your head.
For example, InfoScotland.com.
Oh, those lady boys.
Lady boys, indeed. They've got a bit on it about friendships and what alcohol does to friendships. And it says, being in the company of seriously drunk people isn't much fun. The conversation is generally rubbish, and they've a nasty habit of getting argumentative, falling about the place and throwing up. If that person is you on a regular basis...
That is me.
Yeah, that is. Over time, you'll find the only people prepared to put up with your behaviour are others in the same boat.
Good.
So what does that say about me?
Well, what it says is people who booze and enjoy themselves have fun.
People, is that the message that you think they're trying to get?
People who come out and are like, oh, I'm not drinking, I've got the car. Uh-huh. Deadbeats. No good in a night out.
I know.
We've cut those people through the years.
Well, or to be fair, I think they've cut us. But
well, fine. But I'd rather see someone rolling about the floor... puking up
than
some guy getting a shandy and going home early.
As long as they've got a smile on their face, exactly. That's
Frank Sinatra once said, okay, and I'll quote verbatim.
Verbatim, word for word.
He goes, I feel sorry for people who don't drink because when they wake up in the morning, that's the best they're going to feel all day. That's Frank Sinatra.
Exactly. That's right.
It's Winnie Mandela's husband.
What if they take drugs?
Who?
The people that don't drink.
We're anti-drugs.
Exactly.
That's one of our mottos.
But there is also, on the BBC site, where we now are as well. You can find us.
No, I typed in BBC podcast, The Love of Glasgow.
Nah.
Enter.
Yeah, you go on the BBC site and type podcast. It takes it to the podcast site. Type For the Love of Glasgow, we're there. Anyway, BBC site.
I tried it twice. Couldn't get anywhere near it.
Do you want to do it just now?
No, because we're doing the podcast.
All right, fair enough. We'll do it later. Do it later and report back. But, there was comments again about alcoholism on the BBC forum. And
wait, another pledge. 3 litres a day, thank you. Just go.
Who was that from?
Jessica.
Well done, Jessica. Listening live to record a podcast.
3 litres a day.
Fantastic.
Enjoy your meals with them kids.
So there was a Zydeco.
Mm-hmm.
From Daventry. I think they're two made up names, to be fair. But he added on Tuesday, the 3rd of March 2009, at 9:09 GMT in the UK. He said that the smoking ban has had a 100% success in clearing harmful smoke. Will I start that again?
No.
No?
People prefer when you're stuttering. It makes me sound brilliant.
Chicka chick chick. The smoking ban. I was going to do that in jive there. Is that a 100% success in cleaning harmful smoke from bars and clubs? So it would seem logical to ban alcohol from pubs and clubs for the same reason.
I don't like those comments.
You don't like? Well,
because that guy's not making a serious point.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to do what you try and do sometimes. Be clever.
Be clever. Yeah. Yep. Well, here's somebody else that you might think is being clever.
Well,
a dicky boy.
Oh, yep. Straight away.
And he added... at exactly the same time, 3rd March 9:09, erect stocks in every town, oblique city centre, and anyone who's found acting in an antisocial way when drunk can spend the following day in the stocks. Bring back traditional forms of punishment to curb antisocial behaviour.
Nonsense. The simple fact is, booze is what has made this country great. Sometimes late at night, I'm flicking through the Sky channels, programmes will come on entitled Booze Britain.
Yep.
And it shows you going round the streets of Britain late at night, people are boozing, you
and
should
a great
see them,
time.
They look bloody happy. And if British people are happy, and I'm British, then I'm happy.
Exactly, yeah.
And our motto is, less booze and pledge more booze.
Back in the mottos, fantastic, and that is a good motto.
You've missed
back
the
in the game.
You
I
said
it.
To me, what was lacking from the last show,
uh-huh.
along with mostly comedy, was your mottos.
Exactly. And now we're back in the game. Fantastic. And
fisting again.
Another fisting. So, and what about CJ from Worcester?
Worcester, it's called. But anyway, go.
No, it's Worcester.
It's Worcester, as in Worcester sauce.
No, but it says it's Worcester. Worcester.
Worcester. Uh-huh. Go.
How could that possibly pronounce Worcester?
It's Worcester.
When it's got an R, a C, and an E in it.
Worcester, go.
Anyway, he added 2nd March 1902 GMT. Couldn't credit...
Are the times really relevant?
Well, just adding a flavour, just showing that it's up-to-date opinion of the UK.
Shoot.
Couldn't credit this wonderful initiative at first. I suddenly worked it out. One, Price booze through the roof in Scotland.
Yep.
2. The population of Glasgow go booze cruising to Carlisle.
Nope, booze in Scotland, that's our rule.
3. This makes loads of money for the English economy.
Nope, we're boozing in Scotland.
4. Scots alcoholics still have a great time.
In Scotland.
5. Custom border posts erected to stop cheap English booze polluting the Presbyterian Scots.
Don't need them, we're not leaving.
What, Presbyterian Scots?
We're not leaving the borders.
Nah. 6. Once border posts up, declare independence from England.
Nah.
7. Job done.
I don't like CJ. Let's move on.
And you don't like his town called Worcester either.
Worcester.
Exactly.
Hey, you kids. Stay in tune with Scotta on Twitter. Every hour, every day. Just find him via the blog or go to twitter.com and search for Scotty Bard. That's ScottyBhoy. Oh, yeah.
So what's been happening since the last episode anyway?
Not much. You?
Not much at all.
Have you been taking a break from Twitter? Well, that's in the script. It says, what's been happening since the last episode?
It says,
space. Twitter,
taking a week off. Since I've been silent, there's been more people following me. What's that about?
What is that about?
I don't know, it doesn't say in the script after that. I don't quite understand that.
Right.
But as you suggested, maybe they prefer me silent.
Yeah, you're like a silent assassin.
Silent.
Well, maybe people are just worried about you, they're checking you're alright.
It could be.
They want to. Because I've seen some of your comments. I don't think I would be checking up on you. I'd be hoping something bad had happened to you.
Right.
But
so maybe that's why they are following me to see if something bad
because
has happened to
me. Because have you ever seen that movie? I don't know what the exact name of it is. It's something like, go on the internet machine, and if you keep logging on, people will get killed.
Sure.
It's something like that. And it's a movie whereby they sort of have like this guy, and they're sort of injecting stuff into him.
Trainspotting.
And the more people that log into the computer box, the more poison will go into his body, and the faster he'll die.
Oh, right, aye.
Diane Lane's in it. She's a good actress. And Tom Hanks' son's in it.
Is this Porky's?
Porky's 2.
Porky's 2.
Yep. We'll cut that bit out at that point in this movie no one's ever seen.
Fair dues. So have you been to see anything recently?
Well, as you can see from the next part of the script, yes, I have. A week past Sunday,
yes.
I went to the Kelvin Hall Arena in Glasgow,
Ooh.
Home of our famous basketball team, the Scottish Rocks.
I've never heard of the Scottish Rocks in my life.
Well, they are our famous basketball team.
Famous in
the Kelvin Hall they're playing.
Amongst the players, yep.
It was different.
Uh-huh.
I'm used to going to the soccer games.
Yes.
And this was different. There was a lot of kids there. It's basically...
So there's kids in the hall.
I don't get it.
Remember the programme Kids in the Hall?
No.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, let's
move on. So there's kids there. It's quite good because there's cheerleaders. And they were quite good looking.
Yep.
And
you didn't see any basketball at all, did you?
There's people bouncing the ball and throwing it up. And I wasn't interested in that.
Yep.
I didn't like it. There wasn't any sectarianism. There wasn't any booze. People
chilling. Surely, did you not try the...
I tried it, but people weren't getting into it.
Sure.
But the one thing that disturbed me most of all, it's very Americanized, right? And there's like a lot of music played before, you know.
Yep.
And it was like the Scottish Rocks were playing the London Capitals.
All right.
Now,
the London Capitals.
That's what they're called. Great name, guys.
As in,
they were rubbish.
What's London?
Yeah. What we call ourselves... The London Bridges.
The Towers.
No. The London Chitty Bang Bangs. No, the London Capital. Anyway.
There you go.
So that's what it was all about.
Uh-huh.
But, like, obviously, they draft a lot of the guys from America. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, obviously, I don't think it's racist, but, black guys are generally quite good at basketball.
So, they draft Americans in to play for
Scotland? Yeah, most of the Scottish Rocks team are...
All right,
American
sure.
guys, yeah, obviously.
And that's just like the gridiron.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, exactly.
The Claymores.
Maybe they'll get a career elsewhere.
Yeah,
so a lot
good.
Of black guys there. So obviously the Scottish Rock people are thinking, right, we're going to have to try and embrace these people because they're coming in. They're doing a good job for our team. So
yep.
They had to think of a mascot. They thought, what would really sell this around the world? So the good people at the Scottish Rocks thought, right, we've got a bunch of black players here, so what would be our mascot? And do you know what they decided on?
What?
A gorilla with a banana.
Did you not?
A gorilla with a banana floats around. We're against racism. We want that mascot out.
Did the mascot go and taunt them at all?
It's just disgusting. He flips around. You get this picture taken with kids. It's just sickening.
Jesus.
We suggest a parrot.
A parrot. Yeah, slightly less racist. Yeah.
It did seem a wee bit
Do these people from Scotland Rocks, do they like watching Cadbury's adverts? Is that maybe it?
They love it.
Yep,
they
are.
They really, really love it.
But it just seemed a bit strange.
That's right. That's but right. It was a good game. Scottish Rocks won by 20. Apparently, since I watched them, they've been jinxed and they've lost their next two. My guy I know plays for them. He didn't really get much time.
I thought it was Americans.
Yeah, well, it's not all Americans. The good players are like sort of the black Americans. Yeah. You get a couple of
guys
on at the end once the game's
pale
won.
Blue people
just 2 bounces and they lose the ball. They're running about after it. It really
Scottish men can't jump,
but they can jump. Reminds me of my basketball days.
Your basketball days in school.
Yeah.
And do you want to expand on that?
Wasn't very good at it.
Wasn't very good.
Did you play at your school?
I did. I particularly remember the times when I'd forgotten my school kit as well.
Yeah.
You know, my shorts, my t-shirt.
Yeah.
And the teacher told me to wear pants. Just wear my pants and my pencils.
Sir, I've forgotten my pants as well.
It's all right, son, on you go. Just run it out. But yeah, I used to enjoy it.
Shirts against skins.
I never scored a basket at all.
Did you?
Yeah. There was one guy, I remember one guy, I wouldn't want to name him. But his second name was Bolton. And his first name was Darren. And
you're going to need to give me more of a clue.
Well, I can't go further than that, because they might know what I'm talking about. But he used to be fantastic at it. But he used to have the whole gear. You know, your LA Lakers thing. They're basketball, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yep. There's
two Beckham watches.
Are they?
That's two Beckham watches. Are they?
Okay. I'm testing out some new wacky ways of responding.
Ways of saying things.
Yeah, so he was good, and he used to just dribble it past everyone, and until he got beaten up by the school bully and never played again. So there you go.
That's a sad story. That
it was a sad story.
He could have been one of the greats.
It could have been. It could have been.
Darren, you can still do your bit for your country. Join our Boost Pledge.
I think he already has. To be fair,
fantastic.
So what else have you been up to? And here's Chris Flew from chrisflew.com.
Sing me the sound of one hand clapping, if you know the tune. Tell me all about your favorite places, just don't leave too soon. Ask me questions I can't even answer, 'cause my tongue is tied. Wrap them up in shades of gold and silver. Tell me how my plane is flying, 'cause it seems it's mine. I can hear the sound of one heart clapping, all wrapped up in smiles. Is there anything that I should show you just before I go? Write it in a letter, send it in a postcard, fly so I can see you just the ones I have. But I can't breathe to see for a pilgrim. I wait till the morning comes around. How did you here? How did you sing to me the words I haven't spoken. I will write the tune. Ask me all about my favorite places, 'cause I'll be leaving soon. I wanna know, tell me how I'm a plane is flying when our tongues are tied. 'Cause I'm just a question, you are just a secret, we are just a signal in a world of static. But I can't breathe too soon for a
my cousin, Paul, who you've met.
I have, mate.
He got engaged.
So
congratulations to Paul.
Congratulations. Respect.
They don't actually listen to this.
Oh, right.
Anyway, I've been asked to be an usher.
An usher?
Uh-huh, which will now make it twice I've been a best man. Three times an usher. And
yep.
As the old saying goes,
twice
the best
man,
three times the usher,
never the bride. Yep.
Never the bride.
Yeah, never be the groom either. Right?
Never be the groom either. Never the groom, guys.
So, you must be, you feel quite proud about that. You're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's good because you get to like hand out stuff.
That's right, that's right.
I mean, the photos are going to take you away. Guys, go ahead for the photo. Guys, four. Guys.
Well, maybe that would work better if you
four.
Weren't, if you weren't in the pub.
I'm looking forward to that maybe next year sometime.
Congratulations. Congratulations if you're listening, which you're not. So that's good. That's good. And you been to the movies at all?
Well, you've seen the script. Yes, I have.
So have you been to see? Have you been to watch any men?
No, I went to The Watchmen.
All right. Yeah.
Well. My reviews were very popular.
Yes.
When I did my Oscar reviews.
They were indeed. They were indeed.
Did you get any emails about them?
No.
I have. Hi, Alan.
Is this through the website again?
This is through my website.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Alan's Movie Reviews on thepodcast.com.
Yep.
/ Abuse Scott.
Quite a lot of websites you've got here.
Well, I'm popular. Yeah. Uh-huh. Hi, Alan. Your Oscar reviews were really good. Mm-hmm. Love the show. Not Scott. Are you going to review any more movies anytime soon?
Uh-huh.
I've heard The Watchmen is coming out. Maybe you should review The Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the cinema soon. Maybe a review would be good. So I took that comment on board.
Sure. What was that? I don't see what the point of that
guy's
email was.
Guy wants to go and see Watchmen so I can review it. Because maybe he's at home thinking, I don't know if I want to go and see it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I went along to see for this guy.
Uh-huh.
And I've reviewed it.
Go on.
I'll read out my review.
Because
I've written it down.
Fire it over.
Okay. It's a film about superhero guys. There's a guy in it who is blue and naked the whole movie. It's on for ages, but there is some female nudity. I like that. Some fat guy gets his arms sawed off. A black prisoner gets chip-panned.
Chip-panned?
So in conclusion, if you like movies that are long and rubbish, then I would recommend this.
Fantastic.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Chip-panned? What's chip-panned?
I don't want to ruin it, but... There's this black guy, and he's in the prison,
uh-huh.
and he's about to stab one of the superhero guys.
Yep.
And one of the superhero guys throws chip pan fat over him.
Mm-hmm. Tom and Jerry style.
Tom and Jerry style.
Yep, fantastic.
It's a great movie, but if you don't like seeing blue genitals, it's not the movie for you.
Mm-hmm. Or you could go and see Blue Men in Vegas as well, I suppose.
I've never heard of that.
No?
No.
But I think, to be fair, they've got clothes.
Well, Scott, enough about me. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to?
That's all we've got time for, guys. Hope you enjoyed the show. Keep pledging to booze.
I don't know what that was.
That's your terrible theme tune.
Yeah, terrible theme tune. We'll try and change that at some point soon. What about the news? There's been quite a lot of news.
Did you go and see The Killers?
I did. That's not in the script, but I did go and see The Killers.
You went to see The Killers? They're a big band. Our American listeners have heard of them.
I did. If you've been reading the blog, obviously, you'll know all about my evening there.
Are you human? Oh, are you dancer?
What do you mean?
I don't know, it doesn't make any sense, that song.
Yeah. How were they? I raised that with Mr. Flowers.
How were they?
They were on song. They're quite good.
And generally good that if a band are on song.
Louis XIV were the great support act as well.
Had you not previously seen them in King's Hutch? You mentioned that in an earlier show in the podcast. You didn't like them that night? You said they weren't good?
No, I said they were brilliant.
Did we not accuse one of them of being a paedophile?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't think that was good, because I don't condone paedophilia, of course. But apart from that, the rest of it was good.
Right.
And I'd also seen them in Vegas as well.
The Killers?
The Killers and Louis XIV. But
what? Were they doing all the hits?
They were doing all the hits. I've got a brand new Combine Harvester. Uh-huh. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Yep.
And that one, the Take That one that you were singing earlier on.
Yeah.
So that's what they were doing.
Amarillo?
Amarillo. Because it was Comet Relief, they did Amarillo. And Peter Kay came on and he said, "Garlic! Bread!" And Brandon Flowers lamped him with a chip pan fat.
You have always noticed. Things always happen when you're out and about. Like, it's never just normal stuff.
I know.
It's always like there's zany stuff happening. Yeah. Sometimes I think you may be making it up.
Nah,
I'm throwing it out there.
It was in the paper. It was in the Glasgow Herald, the famous Glasgow Herald.
About
the
Peter Kay, Amarillo, Garlic.
Garlic.
Songs they'd never sung before.
Chip Pan Fat,
yep. Sawed Off.
Exactly.
The Killers. Where'd you get them out of 10?
I would have given them a 9.75.
You love them, don't you?
I did.
I was going to go, but you ticket out my tickets on eBay. So thanks for ticket out my tickets on eBay.
That's right. There's lots of music coming up as well.
Speak over and do the music.
Okay, there's Michael Jackson tickets are going on sale. If you've pre-registered, you can get them tomorrow. That's as in Wednesday, the 18th of March. Sorry, the 11th of March. And then they're on sale, I think, on Friday the 13th of March. And then the O2, and then U2 tickets are for sale on the 20th as well.
It's good theme music. Did you download that?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson. No, not for me. Guys are weirdo.
So you're not going to get tickets then?
These kids all wear masks.
So?
My mum used to make me wear a mask.
That's because you were
bad memories.
The village cabbage. Until you got your good looks back, of course.
Thanks, buddy. I'm glad.
So, the news. There's been quite a lot of news, I think, hasn't there?
There's been loads of news.
Loads of news. What do you think is the main thing recently in the news today?
I don't know if we should talk about it, mm-hmm. because we're obviously a Glasgow-based podcast, and we don't want to make any enemies.
When I saw this, I thought nothing but comedy, so fire away.
The IRA are back.
The IRA. Which one?
Two of them are back. The continuity IRA and the real IRA. It's not comedy, mate. It's not comedy IRA. It's the continuity IRA. They've been shooting people.
Uh-huh.
It's not on.
It's not on at all, is it?
Our motto is, mm-hmm. make love.
Make love.
Not war.
Not war. I mean, what's I just don't get the difference between these different IRAs. I mean,
yeah. Well, to be honest, if you ever come across the IRA, right?
Yep, run.
You really no, you don't want. To, well, yeah, of course, run, because they'll probably kneecap you.
Yeah,
not me though. You don't want to come across the real IRA. Uh-huh, you uh-huh. want to come across the unreal IRA created by J.K. Rowling. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so they're just like phantoms.
Uh-huh. That's J.K. Rowling's new book.
Uh-huh.
Harry Potter and the Unreal IRA.
I just don't get this continuity IRA as well. I mean, it seems how...
I could...
They're obviously... I'm getting the impression it's all about kind of continuing the war, that kind of idea.
That's exactly
so it. They're basing it on a current theme. Why don't they call themselves, based on a current theme, the Credit Crunch IRA?
The Credit Crunch IRA.
Yeah. More people would relate to that, surely.
I would relate to that.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to be... It'd be alright if you were going around, like, shooting bankers and stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It'd be difficult to justify, like, shooting... soldiers, because like, I don't really get the credit crunch thing.
But what about soldiers in banks, who go in banks, so they follow them into banks?
Yeah, it's a bit random. You really have to be shooting the tellers and stuff.
Yeah, that's
but as I've said, we're against violence.
Exactly.
Ellen and Scott sure hope you're enjoying the show. Remember to visit fortheloveofglasgow.blogspot.com, where you can join our Facebook or MySpace groups or comment on the blog. And help the guys break free from their lonesome misery by downloading and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks, and keep on trucking.
Oh my God. And I think there's lots of people against violence as well, particularly the readers of the Metro Online this week. And the day after the attack, mm-hmm. if you want to know about the attack, if you don't know about it, read the news.
Yeah.
But there was a big attack.
And we're not going into it anymore.
Okay. But on there was you know what a keyword cloud is?
No.
Well, on websites, there's like keywords keyword clouds.
And the winner for best Oscar.
And it shows the most popular search terms that day.
Right.
Okay. And the most popular search terms in the news section that day were commanders.
Yes.
Dissident.
Yes.
Tyrone.
From Coronation Street?
No, County Tyrone. All right. Yeah.
Not Tyrone Dobbs. No. Coronation Street.
It could have been.
It might have been.
I mean, who am I to say? Oma.
Oh my God! What?
No, Oma.
The place. Okay.
The place. DUP.
What's dub?
Dub.
What's dub?
what's dub, man?
Fiston.
Antrim.
Uh huh.
Pizzas.
Where's that?
No, it's pizzas. It's just that's what people were searching for.
Ah, right. Okay.
Stormont.
Mhm.
Sinn Féin.
Mhm.
So. Lots of people were reading about the attacks, the fact that soldiers were getting pizzas at the time of the attacks. Mm-hmm. So, having read that, they decided to search for pizzas.
Well, sometimes if you hear someone's having a pizza, it makes you hungry.
Yeah.
And you want a pizza.
That's right.
I also did this search on my website, and this is what I got this week.
Sure.
Scott Gay. Scott Rubbish. Get Scott out of podcast. Alan Sexy. Alan the Bomb. Tyrone Dobbs from Coronation Street. Pizzas.
Pizzas.
That was in my website.
Pizzas was a common theme. Yep.
Watchmen reviews.
Please. Watchmen reviews, Yep. So the keyword clouds are always based on, you know, what the theme of the site actually is as well. So were you talking about me quite a lot this week?
Yeah.
In the website?
Yeah, I was starting my campaign.
Oh, right, yeah.
To get you to out yourself as a homosexual gentleman.
Sure.
Not that we embrace everyone.
Of course.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I think we'd love it.
We don't embrace everyone, but you know.
We don't embrace everyone.
Nah.
But we are open.
Okay.
That's our motto.
But it's been a violent week.
It has been.
Okay. And it's been violent in Glasgow as well.
Before we go into that.
Yeah.
Did you see, you know how... I actually forgot to mention this to you, and we should probably can edit out later because I'm just more of a chatty. You know how there was the... attacks on the Sri Lankan cricket team.
Yes,
in Pakistan, and they also attacked the journalists and the umpires who were boarding that bus. There's a really funny video on YouTube, right? And it shows the bus getting attacked, and you see one little Pakistani policeman, and he falls to the ground, and you're thinking, "Oh God, he must be dead."
Sure.
So eventually, the bus driver's killed. So they push him out of the bus. Okay, they close the door, and the bus someone manages to get the bus started and drive away.
Okay.
So obviously, then all the terrorists scarper. 2 minutes later, the wee Pakistani policeman starts jumping up and down celebrating. He was just pretending. It's absolutely brilliant. It's the way I always think. If I was like conscripted and had to go to war, as soon as the first blow, I would play dead until the war was over and then head back home.
Well, for 5 years.
Just playing dead for 5 years.
That's right.
I realise dead funny.
That's a good technique.
But I thought I mentioned it, because it just came to my mind.
I'll have to go and watch that, yeah.
Yeah.
But coming back to Glasgow violence, there has been quite a lot of violence, and... in the Evening Times this week, there was a story that caught my eye, and it said, the headline was, "Gang members to get graphic warnings."
Yes.
And it says, "Gang members were today warned they could pay with their lives as hard-hitting images were shown in fighting hotspots across the city. Chalk outlines of a body, similar to that used in TV shows such as CSI, will appear on Glasgow streets."
That's what I'm worrying.
"With an outline of a knife also lying next to it, police are trying to deliver the message that gang violence could have fatal consequences. It's the latest phase of the continuing campaign against violence." That's a capital C-A-V.
Cav.
Cav, for short. "And it's part of a 2-month crackdown on gang-related activity." Just 2 months.
2 months.
Just can't be
bothered. Then go mental again.
"Over the coming weeks, the chalk outlines will appear in streets in 15 hotspots, mostly across Glasgow, but including Paisley, Clydebank and Ayrshire.
Oof.
Graphic images will also be posted in 300 buses travelling on all routes across the Strathclyde area. Strathclyde Police area, and in bus shelters in an attempt to reinforce the message, gang violence, there's a price to pay, you have a choice."
I choose violence.
You choose violence. My initial thought when I read that was, who's going to be the first gang member to lie inside the chalk outline for a laugh?
To be fair, if we go out Friday night and we pass a chalk outline with like,
hey, look at me!
I'll be straight down. Hey,
I'm a CSI!
I'm pure
I'm the body!
Where's Grissom?
But, I mean, what's your message? What's your alternative message to Glasgow gang members?
I've thought about this long and hard.
Yep.
I want people off the streets. Uh-huh. I want a safer Glasgow.
Just generally people off the streets?
People off the streets, uh-huh. Yeah. Gangs are rubbish. I used to be in a gang. Uh-huh. I got up to all sorts. Graffiti, shoplifting, joyriding, genocide. Then I joined a youth club. The leader, Jeff, was a great guy who really helped me out. He even took us paintballing one day. But I got blinded by paintball. The lesson is, stay in the gang. It's safer than paintballing. Why, aye, man?
Was that just the plot from Biker Grove?
No, I was... You're talking about... No, I was in a gang.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh. And Jeff helped
Jeff,
me out.
Jeff,
He died while I went to his funeral a couple years ago. A lot of celebrities there.
That's quite a Mr. T.
So, if you can get into a good group, uh-huh. Like, my sort of youth club is called Diker Grove.
TM. That's good. So I'm glad to see you're in the straight and narrow.
You know, I was brought up in the streets, but I'm fine.
That's right. I've started watching The Wire, by the way.
It's
you're
good,
talking
isn't
about
it?
How that was based on your life.
Yeah, Jimmy McNulty.
Yeah.
Fisting. When we say fisting, we just mean we're like
fisting.
No, we're putting our fists to each other, like as though we're from the streets.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Like street
respect.
Guys. Respect.
Uh-huh. Yeah, with our gold jewellery.
Our gold jewellery.
Uh-huh. But yeah, it's very good.
It's brilliant, isn't it? What season are you on?
They've started showing it again on Sky
FX.
Plus.
On
FX.
Yeah, so we just did that, yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
So I watched the first one last night. It was very, very good. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So that's it for this week, I think.
No, but it's not.
No, it's not.
I'll never join your Facebook site.
Sure.
I hate you. But... I've decided
just
each week
there.
We should have a Facebook friend of the week.
Okay.
So I've looked over the pictures and I've narrowed it down to two.
Yes.
To be fair, there's a quite lot of hotties on it.
Uh-huh. You've made that point four, yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I've narrowed it down to two of our Facebook friends.
Yes.
Who no doubt will now unpoke you. The first one is Johanna Sati Muskus. Mm-hmm. You'll have seen him. He's a little kid. He's wearing the little jeans and a wee vest. He's as cute as a button.
Is he? Okay, right.
I don't know if it's a he or she. It's a little kid, though.
Little kid.
And the other one is Dorit Zimmerman.
Oh, yeah, I remember that name.
And
yep,
she, her picture is of her taking a picture of herself wearing a bikini. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Drum roll. And the winner is... Little kid person, we are not explicit.
Exactly.
Well done. That's me done.
Once, another example of you being in the straight and narrow.
Not explicit.
So, yes, I think that's the end of it. We've brought you up to date.
It says
the
end of the script, the end.
The end. It does say that, so that is the end. And I think if you didn't catch the anti-comic relief message at the start, if you don't want to donate, don't go on rednoseday.com, don't text climb to 8808, but if you do, then do.
But don't.
That's
it.
That's the motto.
Peace out.
See you later.
Oh, right now, no. We saw this for a love of Glasgow, by the way. Are you still listening, you nugget? Get up, 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 get up